Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellins.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I was wondering if Christina knows who Muhammad Ali is.
I do.
Because she's the baby among us.
Right.
Yes, I do. He's a boxer.
Okay. Well, I'm figuring even little kids do.
Yes.
But they're going to find out things this coming week in Fort Smith that they might not know about African American history.
Mm-hmm.
There's this really cool thing that's going to be at the Fort Smith Museum of History. It's called the American Legacy Know Your History Mobile Truck Museum.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
And it's presented by American History Magazine, mm-hmm. which is a magazine about African American art and culture. And they just decided randomly in 2008 they were going to buy an 18-wheeler.
I salute this kind of idea.
And turn it into a mobile history museum.
And it's a national thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's been on tour ever since, and it's coming to Fort Smith Thursday and Friday, and it has all sorts of things crammed into it. Information about people like the first African-American jockey to win the Kentucky Derby. In fact, apparently the first 10 or 11 of the first 15 Kentucky Derby winners were ridden by African-American jockeys.
So back in the 19th century?
Yes.
Okay.
And Bessie Coleman, who was the first female pilot of African-American descent and the first person of African-American descent to hold a pilot's license.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And people like the Buffalo Soldiers
mm-hmm.
and the Tuskegee Airmen. You know, it's everything from they have Muhammad Ali's gloves.
Mm. His boxing gloves.
His boxing gloves.
Which is
gloves.
Worth a visit on its own.
Yeah.
To they have original shackles that were used during slavery.
All in this one 18-wheeler.
Right.
Is this open to the public?
This is open to the public. It's sponsored in Fort Smith by the alumni chapter of Delta Sigma Sorority, which is a sorority generally for African-American women. It started at Howard University in 1913. And the whole idea was to explain to everybody that there's a lot of African-American history that
you don't
even
get.
African-American
right.
kids
right.
don't know, and you didn't get it in school. This is from 9 to 5 Thursday and Friday at the Fort Smith Museum of History, and you can find out more at 783-7841.
Perfect.
And also this afternoon, an ongoing Star Trek movie festival.
Where's this?
1:30 at Rogers Public Library. The perennial reminder of the Eagle Watch Tour.
Yes.
Coming at 3 o'clock at Rocky Branch Marina. You need to call 789-5000 for reservations. There's a Super Bowl party at the Springdale Fayetteville Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a little companionship for the Super Bowl,
right.
10 o'clock, $10 starting at 3 o'clock, and you get food.
Love game food.
And there's a Speak for Yourself, the Compassion Show.
Tonight.
7 o'clock tonight at Maxine's Tap Room. This, of course, involves Erica Wilhite and her theater troupe. And so it's always interesting. If you want to speak, you need to show up at 6:30 to sign up.
Very good. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.